AP News, I'm Hayafin Juwani. Over 90,000 people in Georgia are sheltering a day after a chemical plant fire sent chlorine into the air. Rockdale County Fire Chief Marianne McDaniel says some residents were evacuated while others were asked to shelter in place.
We are asking folks to shelter in place and close your windows and doors, because should there be a shift in wind, then this can change directions.
That audio is courtesy of WSB. Supplies are being rushed to communities isolated by Helene as the death toll rises to nearly 100.
A crisis situation in parts of North Carolina days after Hurricane Helene's devastation. Governor Roy Cooper pledging to get more water, food, and other supplies to flood-stricken areas.
People are desperate for help, and we are pushing to get it to them.
Asheville had no power and little to no cell service. Resident Mario Moraga.
Our whole neighborhood is really coming together and talking to each other and walking around house to house checking on everybody.
He says homes and businesses were destroyed.
We're going to be cleaning up a long time.
President Biden pledging federal support for affected areas. Officials say the death toll across the southeast from the storm rose to nearly 100. I'm Julie Walker.
In an AP interview, presidential debate historian Alan Schroeder says the vice presidential debate tomorrow does carry some weight heading into the last few weeks of the election.
With this debate, even though they're the vice presidential candidates, it's kind of the closing argument in a way. It's the last time we will see the opponents on stage together, and it's the last time for anybody to do any sort of comparison shopping in that regard.
Attorneys for New York City Mayor Eric Adams are pushing a federal judge to dismiss the bribery charge brought against him last week. The attorneys filed a motion accusing zealous prosecutors of leveling an extraordinary, vague allegation that does not rise to the level of a federal crime. This is AP News. The number of people killed by flooding and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall over the weekend in Nepal has reached 193, while recovery and rescue work has been stepped up. Police said 31 people are still missing across the Himalayan nation. Japan's likely next leader wants to call an election soon after he takes office.
Shigeru Ueshiba, the head of Japan's governing party, plans to call a parliamentary election to be held on October 27 after he's elected as prime minister on Tuesday. Ueshiba, who's chosen as the Liberal Democratic Party's leader on Friday, and is assured to also succeed Fumio Kishida as prime minister because the party's coalition controls parliament. Ueshiba mentioned the election date as he announced his top party leadership lineup on Monday ahead of forming his cabinet. He tells the media, "I believe it's important to have the new administration get the public's judgment as soon as possible." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Hayapan Juwani. AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.